This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hi guys, this is Rashida Alpha. This week I exposed Rashida to the max. You don't want to miss it, guys. I exposed this lady. It was a fun one. We're on the street. We had our first dilemma. A listener sent in. We discussed that in detail. Rashida told us her yahoo. It was a nice one, fun one. Peace. Enjoy.
Oh, this was so much fun. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Yusis Ladu. Welcome, guys. Rashida. Hey. I miss you so much.
Yusis, let me not even lie. I miss you. Let me not even lie. I can't even lie this time around. I can't pretend.
You just have to say it, man.
I can't even.
You must miss me now.
Yes.
You didn't have the chance to stress my life for some weeks.
I know. We pre-recorded all the other episodes that you guys have been listening to and...
Please, let me be the one that will expose you. Please, let me be the one that will expose you.
Please, don't.
Let me be the one that will expose Rashida. So, guys.
So what?
This lady that you are hearing, that you can't see, and I wish you guys could see her. She carried her Nigerian-ness to the abroad. Anytime Rashida sees that I'm not in Abuja, her body will be scratching her. Her BP will be rising. Upon say, I change the location. That's how one day this lady told me that she's going back to her base. I said, base? I said, is it going to be a state? She said, no. I said, is it Abuja?
Me that have left Gombe for you people.
Rashida is doing big things.
What do you mean big things?
It's not a meat. I'm sure Rashida is just managing me, you know.
Yeah, just putting it out there, right?
To cut the long story short, Rashida was just globe trotting.
Yeah,
she went to another continent. We were on two different time zones, almost 10 hours ahead of me. Yeah. Rashida went to the land down under, Australia.
I went down under.
I said, that's your base, but you're not even a serious child. If your father hears this thing, how will he feel, Rashida? She said, let her go and see her people.
I went to see my people.
But my God, punish her small there, because when she went, she thought it would be sunny all summer, you know, she'd be taking pictures and her, bam, rain was like, holy.
It was serious rain, like, from the August, this was the first time, even when I was talking to other people, they said this was the first time in a decade that rain has been falling all through like this. But wow, we were so happy to be there. We did indoor activity.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So beautiful. You know, I was going, I didn't tell anybody. Mm. It was like a surprise. So
I knew where
everybody was at a particular time. I was like, I'm going to go see them after school because it was, they're in school while we are on holiday here. They're in school there. So I said I was going to. Their system is even better than ours. So they start at January, and by December, that's where they have their long holidays.
The whole of December?
Yeah. School starts. You know how school starts in September here and in Nigeria? Yes. They start in January. So the whole year it's school, then by December.
Yeah, but,
which
you
makes
know,
more
we
sense.
We follow the American and British system now.
Yeah.
Everything we copy
yeah,
there.
Copy. I went to school and I stood there. It was time for pickup and we're just there. And I saw the first person. She looked at me. She said, no, it can't be Rashida. She looked at me. You see the
oh
way she hugged me. What
yeah.
are you doing? We went into the school. We saw other people. People were throwing their bags. It was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful
nice.
Surprise. They were so happy
I
to see us. We had play dates. They canceled after school activities just to hang out with us, and it was like it was so it was like you know, so if like in the UK here, I haven't made the connections I've made in Australia. If I was if I was to go back to Australia and they said come back to the UK to come and visit people, I'll be like, visit who? Who am I coming back to visit? It's like, go back to Australia. I know that I have my people there. That so it was it's a big community. It's a big family. We are having individual play dates with families. Today it was for this person. Tomorrow it was for this person. So it was amazing. We had fun. It was good.
I said, Rashida, after all these things that I'm saying, please, you need to go and enjoy yourself. Please do it for us. You know, anywhere there's enjoyment, you'll find me
please.
There. If
count
there's one supporter
in.
Of enjoyment, I am the one.
Count
no,
me
no, 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 no.
in, yeah.
Anyway, Rashida did not stop there. Oh,
what do you mean I did
this
stop
lady,
there?
So it's now a common thing for Rashida, you know, whenever she's traveling, she has to bring to Dubai.
I have to
visit one of the Emirates. She said, I'm currently in Dubai. We'll be spending. I say, oh, Rashida, the first one to do no the pain.
You know me. You know what I was
if
thinking?
I start my own now.
Exactly what I was thinking about. I'm like, you sis doesn't go for holiday when people are going. Well, normal people are going for holiday. You go for holiday where we are all like, you know, in the midst of school rush. We are all that tired. You just want the school to be on break. Then you sis will be like, hey, see you guys later.
Rashida, no problem. I'll do my own. Just hold it, but I'm happy. No, I was so happy. Rashida is not to brag, but Rashida is a fantastic mother. She did try.
Aww.
Even though she
why was it just
she and the boys they're giving each other bags boost but then she's international. I love it.
We're trying our best. Yeah,
if there's anybody that needed that holiday, it was
I want to confirm
welcome back.
Thank you. I want to confirm to you that me and the boys, we have concluded that this was like the best holiday yet.
Even Saudi? Anyway, we'll not count Saudi as holiday.
No, we'll not count Saudi. It's not holiday. But you see, it's holiday with kids. It's not really holiday. I lost some kg, which is good.
You know, I wanted to say your face is looking slimmer.
Yeah, I lost some.
And it's like your shoulder dropped. But I didn't, you know, I don't want to body shame lift your spirit.
Because, you know, you wake up very early. You're trying to make use of all the opportunity. You don't want to miss anything. You are trying to.
Rashida, you'll be waking up 10 hours before me. You are calling me for what? As I wake up, I'll see a miss call. I say, please, Rashida, me. It's very early in the morning.
One time I called you, sis, and I said, you sis, look at views. Views, sis, said, don't call me.
Thank you for reminding me. You see, I had to forget that. I had to scratch that off my memory. So, guys, to show you why I must do my own to Rashida. She told me they were in Dubai. They'll be spending a few days. Oh, fantastic. Enjoy your day. I'm always supporting Rashida. That's one thing.
Course.
She knows for sure.
Yes,
knows for sure. I woke up in the morning and I saw Rashida was calling me around 7 a.m. I said, 7 a.m. This lady is not even serious. What will I be doing 7 a.m. when I'm not a banker?
Yes.
I called Rashida. Immediately, I woke up around 9-ish. I called Rashida. I said, Alpha, you don't know the time. That no, she wanted to pepper me. She was in the pool. I said,
I was in the pool. When I just called you, I was in the pool. I had to say, come and see me swimming.
She said, but She's currently not at the pool, but let her show me something. Switch your video. Switch your video. I said, let me switch. Rashida, what floor were you in, please?
On the ninth floor. I said, oh, come Rashida, and see
this. I said, Rashida, this is beautiful.
That's she not told as if I didn't do anything.
I can never beef a good view. you called the wrong person.
Let it not be as if I did not do something nice for you. See views.
I said, what is it that Rashida, our this view, take it in. And I was like, I can imagine it at night. You know, see, when it comes to views, all this, when it's a new car or anything, I tell people, you see the beauty at night. Rashida enjoyed herself.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Yes. I mean, more of it, please.
More of it, please. Inshallah. Allah make it easy for all of us. Yeah, so it was a beautiful holiday. We are back to reality. I've been so tired.
I cannot lie.
I didn't miss you small. I miss you a lot because so many things happened while we were away. And I was just itching to say, and I didn't want to just have phone calls and just talk about it. I wanted to, like, let's talk about it in details.
Rashida came back and I was giving her space. She need to, because we are not in the same time zone. That's one thing I don't like. Whenever I'm back from the US, that 6 hours difference, Rashida, before your body adapts. But then, funny thing, when you go there, it's easy for you to adapt than when you come back to Nigeria.
Back to reality. So while I was away, I was seeing things. Things was happening.
One Rashida, of them... while you're away, we even had one of our listener, he said, please, you people, this is a topic that he wants us to discuss, but we'll take it up whilst you are on the street.
Okay, apart from that, you guys, you sis is saying, no, this I went for it. She said, okay, you think you can do better than me? What did I say to her? You sis,
I didn't say that.
No, because she knew that one will pay me. She now said, oh, you think you can do better than me? Even while I'm in Nigeria, I can still do things. I can still run things. That's
Ola,
what you
I told,
said.
I told you for Ola, I told you, but I totally forgot. No, this didn't pay
me. It paid me. Even yesterday, I remember. So I used to have girls' night. It wasn't girls' night or girls' day. Like
get together.
Get together. She sent me all the videos. I said, love it. Oh, okay. Is this the game we are playing
now? A time was hard.
This group of amazing women just decided to gather together, eat, play, laugh, do all the trends. It was so beautiful to see. I was so happy for you. It's not as if I was happy for you. I was jealous of you because why am I
Better
not
say
in
the
that
truth.
Yes, why was I not in that group? Why?
When you are busy yabinos in Nigeria, I cannot relate. Like, you want to relate to this one? Is
no,
it
I want
lie?
To
you
relate.
Lie.
So where there's enjoyment, please count me in. I want to
you
relate
lie.
To that.
Maximum fun. I can't remember the last time we danced. But she asked for Paul, like, you sis, did you take anything? Even me, when I was looking back at the video, I said, where did I get this energy?
Yes. I
was
learn.
The highlight of the party.
You know, when you're with your fellow women, letting loose, and it's a different energy altogether.
It was fun. So, there was food. And I didn't eat much. I packed all the food I came home. I think the last time that I danced like that and had so much fun was first birthday of my goddaughters. That one, you'll be like, no, they are on something. There must be something in the food. No, like, the sad part of it, we don't have any videos of it. We, no videos, but we can never forget. Their first birthday, you think it's an adult birthday, will shift the children, go one side. Like, it was
yeah,
so
I miss
fun.
That. It's been a while I've had, like, something like that. Just let loose. And usually you have these things when your family are having a wedding. That is when you let loose. Like, it's your family wedding. This is the time we make up together. You just, you dance you let loose.
It's going to be like a quarterly thing that we'll be doing.
That
would
be nice.
So I'll be preparing you.
Oh, God. When I visit Nigeria, you guys are definitely going to do one that I will be inviting.
Because of you.
Because of me. You guys must. It's a must. I know like 3 people in the group, so it won't be strange for me.
No, it won't be strange.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need to know anybody. There's this lady. She has a very big makeup store, Shadremi. She was the only southerner amongst us. It's not like she knew everybody there, just two people. She was skeptical.
At first, all these
northern ladies, maybe they were, when she came, say, these people mad past me. She was so happy when she was there. Wow, thank you. The party should stop. You guys should not do anything after I've left. She has been saying, I want to go for more than 1 hour. When she's going, we'll drop another track. It was really fun. So, you know,
as women, we need one of these days just to hang out and laugh, just have laugh. Don't think of anything, you know. You're not thinking of kids, you're not thinking of anything, you're just women hanging out together. Yeah, when I saw the videos, I'm like, oh wow, 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 wow.
Rashida was subbing me yesterday that somebody, what did you even say?
I remember what I said. I remember what I said, just to tell your far away bestie that the people she's hanging out with, you are better than them.
And I wish I hadn't seen it. Anyway, if I didn't see it, she'd send it to me so that I'll see it by first. And I sent her eyes. I said, who are you talking about? That she remembered that party. I said, oh.
I was just lying down. I just remember. I just flashed back. I said, okay, this is the perfect reply for you. Ilses, how have you been? While I was away, how have you been? How was the missing? How are you coping without me in your life?
I said I miss you small. You want to add it? Were you not the one that was accusing me that you don't know how many besties I've been like?
You know your bestie can be another bestie.
Wait. Jokes aside, see, the things you say about me, on the day of judgment, me and you, we have to stand in front of Allah.
Yes, but wait, why can't we just solve our issues now?
We dish it out.
Why can't we just solve our issues now?
No, I want that day. Where you cannot lie. You cannot be lying on top of my head. Anyhow, how can you be accusing?
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Me falsely.
No, I'm not. I'm just like, you know, sometimes I state the facts. The fact has to be stated.
My besties are all okay.
Whatever. What moving on from this topic, I really don't want to talk about this now. Ilses,
is that jealousy I smell?
A bit, but I know myself, I won't dwell on it. I'll move on. I have the ability not to dwell on it. I will move on.
Alhamdulillah.
So things were happening back and forth. What were you up to?
See, you see your life. You're busy just talking. You didn't even ask me.
I just did now. How was your week? Fine, dear.
My week was okay. You know, Alhamdulillah. We are the people of Alhamdulillah. See, the weather in, I have to report, it's been a while I reported the Abuja weather.
Yeah.
Rashi. I'm not kidding. It's cold, like really, really cold. I think there was a night that it was down to like 20 degrees in Abuja. It was really, really chilly. I love it. Then there are days that it will rain from morning till night. I was like, wait, are we in Lagos? What is this one now? You wash anything you wash now, you have to give it 3 to 5. How do they put it? Is it working business days or business working days?
Business working days.
Thank you very much. You not try it in Abuja.
You know this thing you just said. I remember one of my friends, she put up a post that was like, who asked her to wash her carpet this period? That she has just come
that
to the realization.
3 months, so
she said it's next it will year. Take to dry. She said it's going to be
because she has to choose one. Either she brings it in when it's damp and the whole house will be smelling.
Oh God!
Oh, she forget about it. So her choice.
Washing carpets is one of the weirdest things.
Why would anybody want to wash carpet during this time? Even if you have your denim, this is not the time to wash your denims.
Oh,
Come
God.
and see me checking the weather forecast. 2 days ago, it was sunny. So the day before, I don't know, something happened and I checked the weather. Okay, it was raining throughout. And I wanted to do something the next day. And I was like, let me even check what will the weather for tomorrow be. And it was like, it's going to be like 34 degrees. I said, ah, I'm not telling my husband, you are washing tomorrow. Yes, there will be sun tomorrow. Pack
You
these
need to
clothes.
wash,
And
yes.
she did. And I realized everybody in the house did their washing that day because Kai, no.
There's nothing I love like a sunny day where I can wash in the morning and by the evening I can pack it up
It's
because
dry.
it's dry.
And
That's the best
you
feeling.
and for somebody like that is from like Maiduguri, it's rainy season there too. It rains heavily, but you can wash. You understand? Yeah, because it can be rainy season and it will be sunny just now, you know, for the whole day, late in the evening, it will rain and all that. And there's one thing I don't like in Abuja. I love cold weathers. I love rainy season, the smell and everything. But there's one thing I don't like. You know, this thing, this white thing that be, when you check your clothes that you didn't wear for a while. Oh
Oh
my God,
God, it's
Rashida,
mold.
mold. Thank you. Mold. You
Yeah, you
open
know we
the
have
drawer.
that a lot in the UK.
Abuja, really?
Yeah, we
Yeah,
do
that's
have
true.
that
That's true.
because the
But then,
ventilation
Rashida, you can
system
get
is
this
not.
what's it called? This ball in the dollar store, in the pound
Yeah,
store. They are cheap. You throw it and it helps now. We
yeah,
don't
it
have it
does.
here.
It's just that if you try to, because I see people don't like, they don't ventilate their house, they don't open their windows,
Rashida,
you're scared of the
we
cold.
ventilate here, but still,
I
still.
do, but most times when it comes out in some places in the house, like in the bathroom, so I try as much as possible to leave the doors open, the windows. In the morning, the first thing I do is open everywhere. I don't care how cold it is, I don't care,
Yeah.
but everywhere needs to be opened, like,
I cannot
yeah.
live in a place that is not well ventilated. I'll be suffocating. I can't, no. I'll be panicking.
Yeah, the most effective thing that kills them is not those balls you're talking about. It's
Was
bleach.
that? So how, what are you going to do? You're going to pour bleach everywhere or what?
It's your mission to make sure that it doesn't come out. And even if the moment you see it, you start tackling it.
So
So you don't
explain to
allow
me
it.
how you use the bleach. That's what I'm saying.
You spray it on it and you let it and it kills it and you let
You don't
it.
get my point. Where you put your clothes, how are you going to spray bleach? You're going
No,
to
I
spoil your
don't. No,
clothes.
I no 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 and I don't have it. It's not in my clothes. It's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have it in my bathroom at all. They always wash my bathroom. Maybe your wardrobe, this is where you
Oh,
put your
that's the
shirt and
no, that
everything.
one
Then
is
the ones that are
terrible.
down. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
So,
yeah, yeah,
and if your clothes don't dry
Oh,
really well, you know, it's a bit damp
yes.
or that kind of thing.
Oh, that
You
one
when
is
you pick the
terrible.
cloth, thank you. When you pick the cloth, you now see it there.
The clothes,
Thank you.
nah,
No,
because you have to,
no.
you have to wash
That's
the
what I'm
whole
saying.
clothes. Oh,
When you
man,
thank you.
I'm getting
I'm feeling
goosebumps.
thank you. My drawer that I put all these,
Oh,
my
no.
scarves that we tie and everything.
Yeah.
And I saw one on that. I said, hey,
Oh,
I remove
no. You have
everything,
to
all
wash
the caps
everything.
that we know the one we tie at your hand. I have to remove everything for my husband to wash.
Oh, no. I
And you
hate
know it's
that.
infectious. Me that I'm very sensitive. Any small
Yes.
thing I'll start
Yeah,
scratching.
that is terrible. That stuff is not good. Talking
So
about it,
that's
I'm
one
having
thing I don't
goosebumps.
like about Abuja rainy season. I don't see it in the US as such.
You know, the houses in the US are bigger than here. So there's
Oh,
enough, yes, there's
okay.
enough space. I don't think.
But it's not about space, Rashida. I'm repeating this thing. You know my
No,
house is big.
seriously.
It's not about space, Rashida.
Your
This thing,
house is
only God
big.
knows.
It's true.
I have space.
It's just
So
it's
I don't
humidity.
like it. I don't like it. Or if I go around, all the windows are open.
Oh,
In fact,
God.
sometimes I'm even cold. Yes, breeze they enter steady. And don't forget to Tulare Uta, morning, afternoon, night.
Yep, I know you do that a
What?
lot.
God.
No, that's bad.
So that's my battle now. We are always checking everywhere
Oh,
because of
God.
the, I don't
And the
like
moment
them,
you see one,
Rashida.
everything needs to go. Like, everything, you need to wash everything.
Yep.
Sorry, you say
Thank
sorry.
you. Thank you, my dear.
It's been raining here throughout today, but it has stopped. It was raining. I've been in
But
bed
I can
all
see the
day.
sun.
The sun is out. It was pouring this morning.
We had the same weather. Started raining from Fajr. It was really heavy. Tilly, what time I think? 9-ish. That's when it stopped. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
London weather.
London
Unpredictable
weather.
weather.
It can be anything. Snow, rain, sun, all in one day.
I always say this, you should be used to it by now.
It's not that I'll get used to it. It's just that I'll stop complaining about it. It's not as if I'm used to it. It's just that I've stopped complaining about it.
Can imagine.
Useless. Finally, Ronaldo proposed to his girlfriend with the most. I think that should be a crime. That is the biggest ring I have ever seen in my life. That is like an egg.
Rashida, I don't think she can't wear that with their own reaction. I don't think so. It's just like an asset. Or maybe when she's going for an event, you know.
Yes, paparazzi, you see, they said the patient. You know, this is just the case of the patient dog ate the fattest one.
Don't even try that talk here. No, don't even try it.
You know that we didn't even talk about it.
You know, he said it's been raining since morning and you are close to the window.
Oh God, I'm entitled to my opinion. This is allow me to say what I want to say.
Even the thunder is entitled to who it strikes.
It's going to strike. Can you imagine? You know, there was a time they had this interview that was on Netflix and they were saying, that he was saying that when the time is right, when he hears, there was something he used, when it clicks.
Ronaldo is not a serious person.
He said, when it clicks like this, when it clicks. Do we know that it's time? Georgina, she has been receiving. Oh, you'll be waiting.
Georgina is just enjoying her life.
They are not going to marry you.
Georgina is Igbo. I like it.
They have five kids. Since they live together. She's taking care of.
Like they were already married.
They're already married.
It's not official.
It's not on paper. They did right. This was his lifetime partner. But that ring, I love it for her. I'm happy for her. We were supporting women. Like she deserves it. But you know, there's something I've noticed.
But you know, Georgina, if you say an appointment, she no go steal.
If I hear that, you stay. If we are talking, let's be sincere. Let's be saying the truth.
No, you know, we are the most sincere. We pray this to...
It's you. You not stay. He has seen this type of enjoyment.
Rashida, I might stay. I was telling my friend. I say, you see, I love Igbo women. They enter love with their eye open.
Even the men, they know that, this is what I'm going into. If I'm not her Odogu, and they can like fine women.
Igbo women, Rashida.
I love them.
I was telling I say, you see, Yoruba girls and Hausa girls. Mumu, if you define Mumu, pack all of them.
Please say the Hausa for me. Allah, Yusis, help me.
I don't even know what help you are.
You know how you say we are growing together. It's not
Zamangiri Matare. We'll build together. They'll be deceiving you. Iao, na lie.
And there's something the elders used to say, that you should not take yourself to where God has not taken you. Now I know that women are really going for the money, and it's all about the money now. Their eyes have tear.
I don't open.
But before, it used to be people grow together.
So this that you life, know, you appreciate. Too, when you make it, it's the person that you start life with.
It's the person you start life with. You are not
he
meant
will
to
respect you.
Yeah. This life.
When Allah blesses you, you will see.
You are the Uwarigida. Uwarigida is always the one. You will suffer with him. But.
My dear, better go for the financial. Enter with your clear eye.
No, marry for love. Love marriage is very good. Let me tell you. Everything is not about the money. Uses. Everything is not.
Rashida is raising her nose for me. Now love we go chop.
Yes, love is good. I saw a video of this guy that was saying that it's only in the north that you will see a 30-year-old man is comfortable in the house without doing anything. His parents will take him to a good school, he will finish, but they don't encourage them to have side hustle. He's just comfortable being okay with staying at home, spending daddy's money.
Yes, now they're even talking about their one. They will get him married and he'll be staying with the wife in the father's house again.
The father's house,
The father will continue feeding them. Mean it's just to give the woman belle, grandkids, the cycle continue until finally then he start wishing this old man no go, so that what he will get his own share of the inheritance. It's sad, but it's true.
And even if a child comes up with the idea of entrepreneurship, you know, they don't encourage that child. You don't see them pushing the child to do something.
Is it culture?
Except you've decided on your own that you're going to leave that house, that you're going to go hustle on your own. You don't care what they say. That's when you achieve what you want to achieve.
And when they realize it's already late, of course, the cycle of friends they keep, nothing to write home about and whatnot. See, so many things to talk about the North, Rashida. I don't want to dwell on that. Good news only today, please.
So
I don't want to talk about any ills today, please. I told you I will reduce my news intake. So far, beautiful.
Really?
Yes, I'm loving it. It's not me that will come and become carrying people headache. I love it here.
Oh, I'm happy for you. I'm happy you're able to stick to that. But yes, this is not good for us.
For what?
For us, because in as much as
is thriving in what's this thing they used to say on Twitter? X women in men's field. Oh, how do they put it? To... You know, what? This is something that men usually do. Then you see women adapting it. This is what we are doing. So because of you, because of your selfish interest, I should continue watching news.
Yes.
Not minding that the thing is affecting me.
It affect you small, but you'll be okay, you know, you will not.
No, Rashida, watch your news yourself. Rashida will be giving me memes. She'll be sending me.
You'll be listening to the reels. The real stories for us. You see, something just came to my mind. See, it's as if we need to venture into tech space. Like this,
also,
it's not cutting out for me. I need to, like, the tech world.
Tech money is long money, my dear. Long money.
The life that me and you want to be living.
Softest life.
Softest life, you see. How are we going to do this thing? We need to.
Rashida, are you ready to start learning about tech?
I'm ready. Guess how long it takes Netflix to make $1 million?
You are not even okay. So, in your tech journey, is Netflix that you start as reference? Are you okay?
You have to be looking at the big dogs now.
Ah, Rashida. Not even an individual, a whole corporation? No, please. You see, your greed is too much. I'm not with you on this journey.
No,
please.
It's not greed now. Yes, it's... You are the same Arewa people that I just finished talking about now. Now, people who don't used to allow somebody
How
to...
How am I?
Don't allow people How to think. One you don't allow people to think beyond. Now I'm thinking beyond. You are trying to suppress me. That means I cannot reach there. You are looking down on me. That's the problem.
Yes,
it takes Netflix 1 hour 37 minutes to make $1 million
every day.
We have 24 hours in
a day.
That's
what I'm saying. In 24 hours, you calculate now.
Thank you very much. Guess how much it takes Google to make $1 million?
I can never guess.
1 minute, you see. 1 minute. Walmart, it takes them 48
I'm waiting
seconds.
To hear Apple.
Tesla, it takes Tesla 1 minute 55 seconds. And it takes Meta 9 seconds to make $1 million. You see.
So, Meta has everything now.
You see. What do these people, is it not one head? What do they have that I don't have?
They had money.
They came for money.
All
that's
that
the
story
problem.
Of is a lie.
You see, they came for money.
They came for money. They had the environment.
They had,
you
yes.
Know.
They had
this
they
enabling
had,
environment
yes.
That they always talk about. I'm not going
it's
to talk
very
about,
important.
About politics. I'm not going to talk about Nigerian government. Rashida is trying to, she's trying to trap me. I'm not.
Even when I brought money-making venture for you, you still don't want to talk
about it. I will not. I will not.
But seriously, you have a point. All these people were in environments that, coming back down, we are still having people in the tech world that are still doing it locally.
No, Nigerians, brilliant. Young people, see them.
Yeah, but it's amazing that in 1 hour, somebody can make $1 million. It is well.
We are going to get our money our own way, Rashida. Stop looking down on yourself.
No, it's you that is looking down on me. Me, I'm not looking down on myself. I'm already thinking big. I don't want to be thinking small again. I want to open my brain.
You are giving 419ers vibe. This is 419 tendency. I don't like it.
What do you mean it's 419? So I shouldn't think deep.
For people that don't know 419 is a Nigerian slang for scammers.
You're trying to tell
illicit
me that
money.
I should squeeze myself. I shouldn't. Talking about halal money, you says this is halal money.
Halal money.
What I even brought that is it's very fascinating to see what the tech world is able to do, like how people are.
No, all jokes apart, you know, it's fascinating to see, and everybody has a chance. But you know, Nigerian youths are limited. There are certain things that they need, certain website and whatnot that they need, but they are limited. Why? Because once you're doing anything from Nigeria, you are flagged off. Common PayPal, you can't use in Nigeria. PayPal, payment, so to pay money and receive. GoFundMe, you cannot receive in Nigeria. So many things, right? And when you hear those people that are in the tech world complaining, I just feel sad for them. For your mate in other countries that have enabling environment, things are working seamlessly for them. You have to be pumping money because you have to invest in VPNs, the ones that work, you know, to change your education.
I was listening to a podcast where this guy was talking about how he has been able to build a multi-million naira company abroad, and he came back to Nigeria to do some work, and he had to be working from home, and they have to like do some setup where he can work from home. He's giving the same vibe he has. He said it's wow that he now understood his workers in Nigeria, how they are working and the efforts they have to make things work, because the network was bad. They could not get some things set up. He was able to sympathize with his Nigerian workers more when he came back to see how they were working in that terrible condition for him.
Yeah.
Nigeria will frustrate
it's
you.
It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. Forget, Rashida. Nigerians are brilliant.
Read our dilemma for us. We had a wonderful listener send you something that he wanted to hear our...
Rashida is not known for her opinion.
Come on. Stop it.
People are wondering what Rashida would think about
what
this
I will say. What we will say.
You see how I removed myself from
remove
the
yourself.
Equation.
That's why I said what we will say.
This lady on X, she said, body count discourse is so weird to me. If you have 10 years of dating around, hitting triple digit seems pretty reasonable. But people act like this is a huge deal. I say, I don't get how anyone remains in the single digit for life unless they marry super young or opt out of trying. Listen, guys, I'm not saying 100 plus should be the average. Just that it's reasonable for someone in their 30s or 40s. And people shouldn't be so shocked to hear a number like this. I say, something like 50, seems pretty ordinary for a person who likes sex. Rashida, look at what your mates are saying on the streets. That if you have been dating around for 10 years, hitting triple digits seems pretty reasonable. Triple digit, that's like you have slept with 100 plus people, different. She now went on to say, for someone in their 30s or 40s, that shouldn't be so shocking that... 50, sleeping with like 50 people is should be ordinary. Rashida, that's the dilemma. What do you think? Is it ordinary?
No.
Should people be hitting triple digits? Is 50 an ordinary number for you that you are 30 plus? What's your thought?
Yes, yes. You know what? So I want to come from two different
angles.
You
are not a stammer. I didn't know you to be a stammer.
Yeah, I'm trying to rearrange my thoughts. I want to come from two different angles. You know that there are some people that if you put it as your life mission to be sleeping around is good, then it's okay. But there are some people that it even irritates them.
She's saying that it's ordinary.
No, it's a mental, oh, it's
50
a mental
to
issue.
Sleep with...
It's a mental issue. What do you mean it's ordinary? Where are we coming from? Where are we going to? Is that,
you even
is that
said
your
triple
work?
Digit.
No, triple
Thank
digit
you very
is crazy.
You're not even focusing on the main gist.
No,
triple digit, 100 plus.
No, triple digit.
It can be 200, it can be 500, it can be 900. Yeah. They are all triple digit.
Except it's your work, it's your profession.
She's saying if you are dating.
That's what I'm trying to say, that except it's your work. Because you cannot tell me that as a normal human being that is mentally okay up there. You are going for triple digits. So is it that you are always going to the hospital? Who are you meeting? You are not scared? Is it that you are sharing HIV? Is it, what is the mission?
And other STDs.
And other STDs. What is the goal? Because there has to be a goal.
So my first reaction is, I said, for a man, this one is achievable.
No, waiting for a man, it's mental.
But it's easier for a man to achieve this than a woman.
But even as a man achieving this, I want you to know that it's like he has a target.
Remember this Equatorial Guinea man that was recently...
he had a target. He has a target.
He has been sentenced to how many years in prison?
He has been sentenced. This is, he's your friend from your village. He's people's neighbor. How can you say he's your friend? He's your neighbor.
And another thing that occurred to me, you remember that lady that was trending some months back on X? Her mother was her manager. She was sleeping with like how many men in a day? She wanted to break a record. But which brings us to what you were saying, unless there's a target, you want to achieve something.
You want to
but
achieve something.
But saying that if you are dating, it's ordinary once you're in your 30s or 40s. You have slept with 50 people.
You know what? People project themselves onto others a lot.
Again, this person is not in Africa. Two, this person cannot be be, okay, let's not generalize. I'm doubting if this person is a Muslim.
I'm sorry, I'm going to divert a bit. Talking about a Muslim, I just saw a video before we came on, a video of a lady who said she has done, she has done 8 abortion. For this politician in Nigeria. She was calling his name, calling the hospital.
I didn't see it,
I'm telling you, I just remembered. I watched it.
But
and
she
I
must
just...
be, you see why I told you, I'm not current. I love it. How can you be having abortion for Moses, any politician 8 times?
This man had a doctor that he would send her to for them to go
really?
And remove it. They had his driver, we collect it.
Me and you already know what it is.
What was even crazy about this story is that she, I'm just picking it from different places. If you want to watch it, you can just type it, it's there. So what is crazy is that she was calling this man's name, the driver's name. Calling the doctor name, calling the name of the hospital. She was, no, you get to a point where you're like, whatever, anything that wants to happen.
Did they force her?
Her mother was aware. It was as if she was a side chick. She was threatening him with, she's going to call his wife and she's going to tell his wife what has happened.
Oh, God. I didn't see the video, Rashida. I didn't see it.
I just saw it this morning. I don't think it's an old video.
Poverty is a bastard. Because at the root of all this is poverty.
What we annoy you
at
is that. Her mother
is poverty.
Was aware of the situation.
So tell me, is poverty now? The politician, what's his rank? Is he like a senator, House of Rep?
Like a honorable.
They're all honorables now.
She was calling his name. I think she's ready for whatever will happen. There's a hashtag justice for Hadiza.
Hadiza?
Yeah.
She's from the north?
She's from the north. It's in Abuja. Nothing happened in Abuja. I think I should find it and send it to you. Let's try hashtag justice for Hadiza.
I don't want to see it. It's just, I know eventually I'll see it, but right now what you told me is even enough. Kai,
so about this lady, there must be a problem somewhere.
We're forgetting something. There are people that have this very high sex drive, both men and women. You hear of people saying, this one, she cannot stay a day without sleeping with men. There are people like that. Remember, this is the excuse that people give now to circumcise women in the north so that she will not have high sex drive and whatnot. Her libido should be low and the rest. I know that, but left to me, I will categorize it as illness. Because tell me, how is it that you say you cannot stay in a day? You must sleep sometimes 2-3 times. You must have sex. Even if it's food. They do dieting now. They do intermittent fasting.
I'm telling you, there's intermittent fasting.
Remember the incident that happened during Ramadan? This man and his wife that had sex and he was telling he was acting the malam. Will you get out of here? You're going to pay 60.
Daddy one was or something. That was a funny one.
Like,
I don't forget that the main essence of
control is really important.
The essence of this Ramadan is for you to have self-control.
And this one said, no, him and control, they are not in they can never be in the same sentence. Imagine.
They were so fast 60 days, him and the wife.
You said, my friend, you are going to fast.
For something that is just 1 minute, for 1 minute that you will come and regret for the rest of your life.
Yes, no. With everything like that. But it's crazy. And another thing, Rashida, you have to accept that this is a problem that you have.
It is a problem. No, it has to be a problem.
And people deny it.
It's not only
in the shower. I cannot translate that. Rashida, may God forgive you.
My God.
You see? And I pity lady that have this high sex drive and libido and all that. Because man will see your eyes shaking. Before you enter the house, you go to calculate this woman now.
God.
That's how you enter the house, you be frowning. I'm tired.
Hey,
what is it? Before you know it, you start telling you, is it food? It's women that will be killing themselves if the man has it. You know the preaching that the malans always say.
But do you think it
comes to you and you refuse?
From night to morning.
But they never mention that even the woman, for the woman is like that. You never hear that.
Yes, I know. I never heard it until
never.
I read on my own.
I think somebody asked Move to Mink, something like that. But talk. To conclude, to the lady, please, it's not normal.
It can never,
never be,
be
normal to have a triple digit or double digit body count.
So what are you meeting men every day, or what are you?
I'm not even going to waste my time, my head thinking.
I'm trying to do the math.
The math will not matter. It's not mathing, please. Like,
oh my God!
Sleep with this one. Sleep with this one. Sleep with this one. This is even,
God. It's even one of the most.
The one that you are allowed to do, you are managing. How are you navigating it?
That's a very important question.
You understand? Please, no, it's not normal.
Yours is trending debate.
Okay.
I know a friend who complained her uncle took her to UON, University of Nigeria,
Osuka,
while his kids went to the UK when their mom died. And I'm like, this man took you in and took you through school, and you can't even have gratitude. So another person replied, when the siblings of your parents take you in after loss, I will say this slowly. It is not supposed to be helping out. It's supposed to be one of my own. This is not about capacity. The uncle made a conscious choice to help out. I am not arguing with anyone on this. She can be grateful that she got a roof over her head in this world, but equally, she can feel the unequal treatment without being made to feel like she shouldn't.
And I understand.
I understand both sides.
Yes, yes, I do. Acknowledging what happened doesn't mean that she's not grateful.
Yeah.
Right? There are instances where she can be ungrateful. There are people that they will take them to the same school. She will say they are not giving them the same money. Ungrateful people will always find things to complain about. In this instance, I don't think she's being ungrateful. And I don't think it was okay for her to bring it on the social media. What if the children...
No, she was not even the person that brought it. It's her friend that said...
Okay, okay.
Her friend...
So she was not even the one that even brought it. Maybe they were gisting and the topic came up and, probably she mentioned something. So in Nigerians, you know Nigerians now.
To be fair, I will not sit down here and agree that you will love your child less. I came to the realization that you will always love your child more than another child.
Of course. Now, what are we saying? It's not up for debate.
Thank you very much.
Love is a different thing.
And doing the right thing is a different thing. Thank you very much.
Two different things now.
It's because people move around thinking because
that even among your children, you love one pass one, talk more. What are we, you like long story.
It's because people move around thinking that uncle or an auntie should love you.
This uncle is even an exception.
Or should love you equally like your no, it's not fair on them.
God will bless this uncle. Uncle that will eat your inheritance, clean mouth, and you become house help in their house. He will use your inheritance, train his children. You'll be house help in that house and nothing will happen. This one even used his money to send her to University of Nigeria.
Let's be fair.
This uncle, God will bless him.
In as much as I want to say, the uncle is, why would the uncle do that? The uncle should have put all of them equally.
I can never say why would the uncle do that because I don't have the full story. And I know the default uncle setting. I can never say why.
This is what people want to hear. Like, you can see the other person saying that is the uncle's responsibility to take care of her. We are not saying that she shouldn't. She has every right to feel somehow. You too, you want to go to the UK. Why not? You want to go to the UK. Everybody's going to the UK. I want to go to the UK too. But if my uncle has decided to send his child that he gave birth to, that this is his full responsibility, you were not in his initial plan. Why am I angry? Life happened and they added you to his family. And
but did
why
she
am
say
I angry?
Her friend was angry, or she said this is what her friend said.
No, she was just like, you know how people will complain now. You say, my uncle, he packed all his children.
Or was it innocently saying, I wish me too, I was schooling in the UK.
You see, what I'm trying to say is that you are going to feel somehow, and no matter how you say it,
you move on.
If you say it slowly, you say it harshly, you have complained about it, you're still complaining about it. Of course, you'll be like, everybody wants to go to the UK, but I want to just put it that pity your uncle.
God will bless this man.
You have every right to be angry. You have to understand that you were not in his initial plan.
Let her not understand now. She got sent to uncle. But she that, please, if you finish with this, your diplomacy, let's move on.
No, you know the other lady, she was saying that what the uncle did was wrong, that the way he carried his children abroad is the same way he would have carried
I hope
abroad.
That thing shouldn't happen to her so that she will see her uncle through color. She will not know this uncle Ashen an angel.
While we are doing this, let us be considerate.
Uncle that will chase your mama from the house first to start with. They will not say she's the one that killed your father so that everywhere will scatter. You will not even have rest. Your mother will be busy defending herself that she didn't kill your father while they are cleaning everything.
The only thing that I will say here is that you know that God is the master planner. Yes. What you need to do is the situation you find yourself in that school you find yourself, try and be the best you can. Make the best of it. Doesn't matter. You can finish.
There are scholarships that will even take you to that.
Thank you. You finish and you still go to that abroad and you still meet them. It's not how fast, it's how well.
Yes, everybody run their race.
Exactly. Please.
What
or if you are not
really tried?
What if your starting point is not the UK? Your starting point is the Nigeria. Then you're going to catch up and get to the UK. What if them, their own starting point is the UK and they are still going to come back to Nigeria?
Please, they don't even need to come back. Please, let the children stay.
Let
there.
All of them stay. Let stay everybody there. Go and meet
you
them.
Know, Nigerians, we like this story. This one was enjoying. Let him come and suffer. If this, they must suffer.
It doesn't work like that. Well, all of you should go to the abroad and meet yourself people. And be neighbors. This
for
world
everybody.
Is bigger for you. Let everybody be winning at the same time. There's no need to say my uncle did me somehow. He will see Pepe. His children will not
they must suffer. I will become the next Mark Zuckerberg. I'm going to show them.
I'll show them. Nothing will happen. It's not that I'll tell God how he will run things. We have watched too much Nollywood that we think that
I'm telling you. Children will start pushing wheelbarrow. They didn't take it.
You'll never put the gate. You'll not see that they are your gate man. They are just starting
or they are waiting for you at the gate so that you help them.
Or they are selling pepper.
Life is not Nollywood or Bollywood or Hollywood.
You see, you are passing inside your Jeep. You now open wine down the glass. You now say they're selling tomato on the roadside. You now say, what's your?
I'm
you
sorry. They now say, I'm sorry for what my dad did to you.
You now do flashback. You now remember all the evil things.
If you don't go and study in Suka.
Please leave me alone. And on that note, guys, we have come to the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us a review.
Kindly follow us on all our social media handles. It's Adichie Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can listen to us on YouTube now. We are there live. Hope you enjoyed this one, guys. Sending your dilemmas. We're going to discuss it here. Thank you so much for coming back every week. Hope you enjoyed this one. Take care. Peace out.